This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess, you know, as we watch the states, you know, go through their legalization process of marijuana, it's very interesting to see what each state is of, or how certain counties and cities are trying to restructure it. So we have the latest on what Los Angeles wants their businesses to do in terms of the marijuana industry. We're also finding out that the Parental Leave Act may be taking a different turn. Right? Many people want to have parental leave when they do have a baby, get pregnant, whether and give birth, whether it's the mom or whether it's the dad. You know, people want to spend time with their newborn. It's really hard to get back and go back to work. But, you know, who pays for you being off work and who pays for the staff person that they have to employ while you're off work? So there's been a little bit of a pushback in the U.S., which has been not an issue in many European countries that have parental leave. So we'll talk about the latest on how things have progressed with that. Then we're finding out that we're brushing our teeth completely wrong. So we're going to talk about how we need to brush our teeth correctly. But this is interesting. Snake venom may actually help heart patients. I love it when we go to nature to figure out what we could do to help our body. So as we can see, you can see we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a protein found in snake venom that prevents blood clotting. And they tested this in mice where an experimental antiplatelet drug, okay, could use this protein in snake venom that prevents people or animals from excessively bleeding. Now, this research was published in the journal Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. The drug has not been tested in humans, only been tested in mice. But bleeding is a very common side effect when we have to put people on antiplatelet drugs. So let's say you've had a heart attack, or let's say you're about to have a heart attack, and we see that you have a majorly clogged artery. So we decide to put a stent in there, and the stent keeps your artery open and allows blood flow to get through, as opposed to the arterial plaquing that's there, or if the arterial plaquing starts to rip off the wall, you can unfortunately make a clot. When you die of a heart attack, and we've talked about this before, or when you get a heart attack, it's not so much a blood vessel becoming obstructed, 70%, 80%, 90, 95, 96, 97, 100, now you're obstructed. Many times what it is you have partial obstruction. Blood's going through just fine, and then something happens where the plaque ruptures, either during a blood pressure spike or a sleep apnea spike or stress or something. And the plaque, the arteriosclerotic plaque, on the lining of the wall ruptures, tears the lining of the blood vessel, and so the body, as a defense mechanism, wants to stop any intimal bleeding, and we call that the intima of the, I know, very intimate, isn't that the... Right? You know, you can have a very intimate conversation about your intima. Anyway, so the intima lining will start to bleed, and so your body immediately wants to clot that area, form a seal. Well, if your body is going to form a seal on the lining of the blood vessel, then most likely that seal is going to have a big bite, right, and clog the whole entire lumen. You know, it's like when my kids go, Mom, Mom, somebody fell, you know, and they're in a narrow hallway, and then here I come with my big booty going, oh, my God, what happened, oh, no, ah. And I get in there, and I'm like, everybody out of the way, and you see my kids, like, try to fall out of the way because my butt is swinging around, and there's no room within that hallway. That's what happens with platelets and clotting factors when you have a heart attack. So we need to do something about Big Mama's butt, which is mine, all right? Or we need to do something with the platelets. So we put you on antiplatelet therapy. Platelets, they clump together, they form clots. One very common antiplatelet therapy that many of you guys already take is baby aspirin. Aspirin will stop that platelet for the life of the platelet from doing its job. And so you're like, all right, well then good. All right, we should be taking a bunch of aspirin. Well, no. Because one major risk of being on antiplatelet therapy is you bleed. You get into a car accident while you're on quote-unquote blood thinners. That could be pretty bad, depending on the type of trauma that you have. So, according to Jane Tseng, co-lead author of the study and professor of the Genomics Center School of Pharmacy, he said, as a scientist, it is always intriguing to learn from Mother Nature. There's a long history of using snake venom as a tool to study blood clotting mechanism, and that the only available antiplatelet drugs used for thrombosis is also based on venom, though not the same one used in her study, apparently. So, some snake venoms, of course, are neurotoxic, so you've got to be careful. They could be poisonous to the brain, to your nerves, etc. Some, those snake venoms don't affect the nerves, but they're hemorrhagic. They affect the way you coagulate and your platelet function. So concentrated on that type of venom, we may be able to do, you know, make a product that does that affects the platelet so it doesn't you know, cause the clogging and the blockage to the heart in the coronary vessels, but also prevents you from needing to, you know, be at risk for bleeding. So it's very interesting. They looked at the Wagler's pit viper. And, or the venom of the Tropidolamus wagleri. And they found that, venom would latch onto glycoprotein 6, which is a protein that sits on the surface of platelets. Not every snake venom acts the same, but this attachment stimulated platelets to form the blood clots. Platelets that are missing that do not form the blood clots and then do not lead to severe bleeding. So if they could block that glycoprotein 6, that could maybe prevent prolonged bleeding. And remember, they want to prevent prolonged bleeding, but still allow you to have the same effect, same antiplatelet effect. It's very tricky. So going to snakes, I think, is pretty cool. I want to play with the snakes. I want to tickle them and go, coochie, coochie, coo. But I got to tell you, using their venom for something good, I think is brilliant. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I really like to try staying hip, but I have a tough time staying hip because I use terms like try to stay hip. So I got to work on that. But when it comes to kids and having my own kids and, you know, and teenagers, I want to make sure I'm up to date on the terms they use for drugs. And from what I understand, the Drug Enforcement Agency released a report last month of some of the bizarre names that they're using for drugs. So, you know, Coke for cocaine, we know. Molly for MDMA, we know. Smack, we know, has to do with heroin. 420 or bud for marijuana. There's a lot of things, Mary Jane, a lot of things they use for marijuana, right? Those are pretty commonplace. But this new report says there's a lot of new slang names used for drugs. So wacky, tabacky, cabbage, Ghana, muggle, rainy day woman. All right, rainy day woman. Who would, that doesn't even make sense. But anyway, those are marijuana. That we've talked about, there's like, I think one talked about they were going to have some broccoli. And, you know, I told parents that, look, you know, if you hear your kid say they're going into the room to have some broccoli, they're probably not eating the vegetable broccoli, okay? Now, apparently, they use a lot of pop culture references, like Beyonce. So if somebody is talking about Beyonce, you might think, all right, maybe about her new album or the pregnancy or whatever. No, no. Beyonce is the code for heroin. Scooby Snacks, right? Scooby Snacks are the code for MDMA, Molly, Yellow Submarine, Top Gun, Rocky III are for crack. This is reported by Daily Mail. Yale is for crack. You see what they do? Gosh, you know, they're talking about Yale in their room. You know, yeah, man, I want some Yale. Like, yeah, look at that. They want to go Ivy League. Yeah, I want Harvard. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go kids. Well, you go back to studying, and then mom closes the door, and they're like, no, Yale's crack. Let me see what else they have here. Top Gun, we talked about. Are there any other very interesting names? Lechuga is lettuce. Okay, so that's Spanish for lettuce. So there's a lot of medications with a Spanish twist. Ditomota stands for marijuana. And weed, muchacha, girl. Also weed, pollito, little chicken, ventanas, windows, and piñatas are supposed to be words for meth. I know. You know, so ventanas, las ventanas. You're like, all right, the windows. Why are they talking about the windows? I guess maybe because you have to open the window when you smoke meth. I don't know. All right. So many of the marijuana list included Girl Scout cookies. Maui Wowie, we know that's, you know, but blue cheese. Did you know blue cheese was supposed to be a term for marijuana? But here's the thing. There's a lot of different strains of marijuana. So somebody could be talking about a Bahama Mama. And you're like, okay, well, Bahama Mama's a drink. There's probably a strain of marijuana called Bahama Mama. So I don't know. So it's a very interesting list. All right. For amphetamine, people on speed, they could call it amps, B-bombs, beans, beanies, bends, black and whites, sparkle plenty, sparklers, zoomers. So if any of your kids talk about zoomers, they could be talking about amphetamine. Dolls, I've heard of that, dolls. Jelly beans, jolly beans, jugs. Okay, I hear kids talk about jugs. I didn't think they were talking about speed. Lid poppers, lightning, little bombs, marathon, mini beans, mini beanies, nuggets, oranges. Oranges are for amphetamine. Pastillas, which are pills. Peaches, pink hearts, pixies. I've heard of pixies being amphetamine. Purple hearts. Okay, that's ridiculous. Purple hearts. Somebody's talking about a purple heart. It's going to be a drug. Cocaine. Cocaine, they call it Belushi, who unfortunately died of a heroin overdose. So some people will call their cocaine Belushi. You know, can't you honor the man's memory another way? Angel powder, Audi. Yeah, like the car. Big flake for cocaine. Bombita. Bombita is also mixed with heroin. Coca, Coca-Cola, clear tires, double bubble. Double bubble is for cocaine. I would think it's a gum. Wasn't there a double bubble gum in the 80s? There was bubble gum, but I thought there was some double bubble. And there would be twins in the, there would be like twins in the commercials, or was that double mint? Maybe that was double mint gum. Dove. So you're thinking they're going to use Dove soap to finally clean themselves? That could be cocaine. Gabacho, Gringa, Green Gold, Gold Dust, Mama Coca, Mondongo, Maradona, Mayo. Somebody asked for mayo. They're asking for cocaine. Paint. Oyster stew. Can somebody explain that to me, why oyster stew is cocaine? Peruvian flake, Peruvian lady, Rambo. All right, polio. Are you kidding me? Cocaine is called polio? What else do they have here? What about crack cocaine? Crack cocaine, BJ, Cloud 9, cookies, crib, crunch and munch. They're calling crunch and munch crack cocaine. Geek, give me some geek. Glow, gold, golf ball, gravel, hot cakes, scramble, 7-Up. They're calling crack cocaine 7-Up. Uzi, Top Gun, Teeth, Tornado. Now, what about fentanyl and fentanyl derivatives? This is something we're having a major issue with. They're calling those Apache, China Girl, Chinatown, China White, Chinese food. Why the obsession with Chinese when it comes to fentanyl? Crazy, crazy one, Goodfella, Great Bear, He-Man for fentanyl. Murder 8, Tango and Cash. Okay, how do these people even remember the movie Tango and Cash? That was from the 80s. All right, heroin, A-bomb, Bonita, Bozo. Again, Bozo, a reference from the 70s, not sure. Black tar is a very common one. Brown sugar, bubblegum, burrito. Heroin is called burrito. Chorizo. Dog food. Yep, dog food. Doggy. Flea powder. Galloping horse. Talks about the marijuana ones. LSD. LSD, Goofy, Grape Parfait, Green Wedge, Hawaiian Sunshine, again, Purple Hearts, Royal Blues, Yellow Dimples for LSD. All right, so I'm not going to go into all of them, but there's a lot of names out there. So they're published for those of you that want to make sure that when your kid is going upstairs to have some 7-Up, and some jelly beans, you know now that it may not just be 7-Up and jelly beans. Now, the FDA is getting involved. They want to pull an opioid painkiller off the market. Now, this painkiller is something that's a very popular one. And it's Opana ER. Opana is from Endopharmaceuticals. It's a long extended release. And the agency wants to pull this pain medication off the market. According to FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, he says we are facing an opioid epidemic, a public health crisis, and we must take all necessary steps to reduce the scope of opioid misuse and abuse. We will continue to take regulatory steps when we see situations where an opioid product risk outweigh its benefits, not only for its intended patient population, but also in regard for its potential for misuse and abuse. Opana ER was a drug of choice for many addicts at the center of an HIV outbreak in Indiana back in 2015. It's about twice as powerful as OxyContin, which is another abused opioid. Opana ER is oxymorphone hydrochloride. We use this for our very severe recalcitrant pain patients. And they're able to take it because it's extended release. It's not supposed to be very easy to abuse. But apparently the FDA thinks it's one of the dangling grapes that they could, make some first steps towards. But again, Endo made it harder for addicts to use Opana ER because there's a coating that's hard to crush. The medication is intended to release over time. They changed the formula in 2012. But what ended up happening is when these pharmaceutical companies changed the formula so they couldn't crush it, then addicts started to inject it. So what ended up happening is in the Indiana case, over 142 people started to share needles to inject the medication, and then they spread HIV. So for those of you in chronic pain, I don't know what to tell you. Opana, I know, is a very, very effective medication for pain, and it's not your fault that people out there are stupid and killing themselves and killing others. I just don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Cobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6A through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Frank calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Frank, what's up?
How's my Mae West of the medical profession?
Very good, young man. Thank you. Well, Mae West, I haven't heard that in years. I love Mae West. That was awesome. What's up?
The Catholic League of Decency, and they never used a foul word. My little chickadee, the guy with the stovetop cap and the big nose and drank a lot. W.C. Fields.
Yes.
They were classics, yes. May I ask you, you might take it personal and don't feel obligated to ask. How do you feel about assisted suicide?
You've
never commented on
Yes, yeah. It's a tough topic. I could never be a part of that because I could never help somebody to their death. However, it's one of those things where you want that to be an option for people who have, you know, are suffering. You know, there are very gentle ways to pass. It's just, you know, when you become a doctor, you take a Hippocratic oath. That's just one of the things that you just swear you don't do. And so it's kind of against every vein in your body, or fiber of your being. But it's one of those things where a lot of us medical professionals understand why something like that may need to be in place. Why? Why? Do you want me to help you? Are you?
Well, yeah.
Do you want me to pull the plug?
No, I don't. I wouldn't ask a mother of two to do that. Then, did you ever see James Stewart and John Wayne in the movie The Shootist?
Yes.
Yeah, there was a great James Stewart played a doctor, and mm-hmm. when the Duke was visiting, he said, "I would not die a death that is coming to you." And, you know,
right.
That goes back to Ludlum.
Right.
And very, very haunting words.
Yep.
I had to go, in reference to what you see on my screen, I had to go to an audition. I forget what they call it. I was going to wait for the call, but you had another caller that's a member of the VA yesterday, and they're cutting her off her...
pain medicines. Yep.
Yes. Her pain and boy did the sympathy go out, and I had the chief nurses call me from it. I don't know if you're aware of the new hospital, the VA Monster, and why it's busy. They get from Arizona, California, Utah, and Nevada go to that hospital. By the way, just so you know, so it's that's why it's tough to get an appointment.
Right, right.
Anyway. I went to my consultation, and I know you know what a cyst, and unfortunately, I thought these cysts that were popping up in my palm, and I had to go to emergency. I had two doctors, and I said, "Can't you just take a knife and cut these out?" And they looked, and they didn't have a time again to give me a lung. And then I saw when I finally got the consigliere, if you will. I can say the mafia.
The consul. No, you could say consul.
I got the consul. He looked, and unlike the cancers of breast or prostate, he's like, "Frankie, you have some very serious rheumatoid and you have disease."
Mm-hmm.
And he was a doctor from India, very well-dressed. And he's like, "Unlike the cancers, you know, just cut them out and eliminate them." No.
Whoa, wait a second. Whoa. Okay, so he's from India and very well-dressed. What are you saying? We American doctors, we come in khakis and Hawaiian shirts?
No, but he wasn't coming. He assured me. He says, "I'll set you up for a surgery tomorrow." And then I saw the posters. Here's my question. I'm very lonely, and it's not often I get to talk to such a... your profession will not talk to me as long as you do. How's that?
Well, of course, because if you get mad at them for not being Indian and being a good dresser, no wonder they want to kick your ass out of the medical room. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, I don't have to tell you how many veins and you know how many people attempt suicide from the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And how many veins flow into the hand. But when I saw, and I don't know if there's more skin. I know there's more skin layers on the bottom of the feet. I don't know if there's more skin, and that doesn't even matter. When he showed, he says, "Do you see where these cysts? The cysts are enveloping the ligaments." And he's got posters in his office of how they're going to cut the palms. That means they're going to have to stop the blood flow. I worry about it. It's not a simple operation to remove, and it's amazing how these cysts
take
the ligaments to envelop themselves around. So we've got to come in from underneath. Here's what I'm asking. How much time, and he's going to have to be pretty fast, and I saw the cut, and they're going to stop the blood from my wrist going into my hand. I fear gangrene. How much time can the cells of my hand go without the blood and oxygen flowing into them?
No, that's a very good question. It's not going to be 100% cut off. So even though they're going to tourniquet and prevent, like you see those superficial veins, remember, vein brings the blood back, so your arteries are deeper. They are, like, for example, whenever I do a toenail removal and we stop blood flow to the toe, the toe is still fine because there's still very small vessels feeding it. Now, you don't want to be tourniqueted, you know, for longer than 20 minutes, obviously, but there's still some vessels and some arterioles that will still be, it's not going to go gangrene. I would not worry. You'll be able to reperfuse nicely. And it's not an 100% infarction of your wrist.
Okay,
but here's the problem. You can't talk too much. If you're going to be awake during the procedure and you start talking about Midwest and start going through your you know, best dressed doctor GQ, you know, ratings, I would try to, like, be quiet, let him do what he has to do, and then you could go into your routine. Because you're very entertaining, Frank, but if I was your doctor, I'd see your hand fall off because I wouldn't even get to start.
Well, listen, how long do you know of this operation? When I saw the cuts and how they opened the palm up, how long? And by the way, I'm going to be knocked out because it's tough.
Yes.
Of an old-fashioned half Mexican, my chisimo, I will pass. The only thing that has saved my adversaries is when I draw blood from them and I just naturally pulled back. So I'm going to be knocked out, but how long should this operation last?
It depends. If he goes in there and you have a lot of scar tissue, it could be longer. But I've seen these surgeries done within a half hour.
30 minutes without blood. Wow.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, just let them put you under, because the sooner you be quiet, the faster they get started. Okay. And again, and then you can do all the commentary you want. Trust me, I do that too. I have a lot of commentary when I wake up in the recovery room. All right. So Godspeed, Frank. Good luck with this. I'm sure you'll be fine. All right. And, keep us posted.
Got these. Your husband and children are very lucky people.
Thank you. Care, thank you very much. You take care. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, absolutely. We do constrict blood flow because, you know, there's certain vessels sometimes we tie off depending on the type of surgery that we have. You have to get a uterus. We're going to have to be tying off, or a hysterectomy. We're going to have to be tying off some major vessels, you know. So, you know, things happen in surgery where we do need to constrict blood flow or try to manage some of the, shall we say, the wetness that may come into play when we're operating. However, we don't necessarily stop complete blood flow completely because you can't, and we need to allow some perfusion. So it was a valid thought that he had, very valid. I love him. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Las Vegas moved yesterday to bring order to its emerging legal marijuana industry. People are very, very excited to see what's going to be happening in these states, especially California, where one of the biggest states to have legalized marijuana. We are dying to see how marijuana through its how California through its infrastructure seems to manage legalizing marijuana when it comes to driving, when it comes to DUIs, and cops are using these saliva tests. So we're kind of looking at California as the barometer of how things are going to be when it comes to our state having legalized marijuana. Even though it's been legalized in Colorado and in Washington, for some reason California is really, really on everyone's radar. So they say the businesses will be allowed to grow marijuana, but only indoors. Dispensaries would be kept at least 800 feet from schools and libraries and from each other. Residential neighborhoods for growing marijuana will be off limits. They say other guidelines establish a system for issuing what is expected to be thousands of licenses for all aspects of the cannabis market. No one neighborhood should bear the brunt of the cannabis business. The proposed rules, they say, will help us make sure that there is no concentration of pot shops in just a handful of communities. Now, medical marijuana was legalized in California 2 decades ago, and for years, Los Angeles has been, I guess, an unregulated terrain for the marijuana industry. The city attorney has shuttered hundreds of illegal dispensaries in recent years. Now, California voters did last year vote to legalize recreational marijuana use for adults, which will start in 2018. They say the state and cities are now faced with the challenging task of trying to govern a vast emerging industry with a projected value of over $7 billion. Now, Los Angeles is home to 4 million people. And this is going to be the biggest market, which is why states throughout the country are looking to see how California manages this. They say earlier this year, city voters endorsed another attempt to regulate the pot business locally, leading to these new proposed regulations. So many people fear that some of the neighborhoods are going to become overwhelmed by new pot businesses next year with the arrival of legalization. So they want to kind of spread it out. Proposed rules seek to locate businesses in appropriate areas. Commercial cultivation will be limited to industrial areas. There's going to be a buffer zone to keep pot businesses away from public parks and school where children gather. Now, in Washington, what are some of the other states doing? In Washington, the state's legal marijuana law forbids pot growers, processors, or retailers from operating within 1,000 feet of school, playgrounds, and parks. Among other locations, and in some cases, it could be reduced by local authorities. Colorado also has a buffer zone between schools and playgrounds. Colorado also permits cities and counties to ban pot businesses, leading to a concentration of pot shops in Denver and ski resort towns. So, obviously, without a city license, it doesn't matter if it's legal. You can't sell it, distribute it, etc. Because remember, federally, it's illegal. So you have to go by the state laws. You cannot mess around. So the Southern California Coalition, which is a marijuana industry trade group, called the release of draft rules a positive step to make sure businesses are not left out of the state process. So, you know, if you want to know what's going on with your state, there's a very interesting site called thecannabisindustry.org, and it tells you state-by-state marijuana policies. So, like, for example, I live in Nevada. And voters approved legalized marijuana in November 2016 with this last election. They say adults are going to be allowed to possess up to 1 ounce. Recreational cannabis will most likely be readily available for sale by next year. The state is accepting applications. Nevada has already a medical dispensary system in place. They allow out-of-state medical cardholders to purchase at in-state medical dispensaries. There's also online registration. So these are things that some of you are probably very interested in. Alaska's on this. Alaska has allowed it for medicinal and recreational use. They are limited to card registry for patients and caregivers. No business licenses. The legislature passed a law last year that allows municipalities to prohibit recreational cannabis licenses. So every state is kind of doing it a little different. We'll see what happens. Florida. Let me see here. For patients, and I believe for Florida, it's only medicinal use. For patients with cancer and epilepsy, products must be no more than 10% CBD and less than 0.8% the psychedelic component, THC. More than 0.8% THC is only allowed for terminal illnesses. But what they're going to be doing is expanding that, and they're going to allow more qualifying conditions. So you might, you know, you might want to check that out state by state. Regulations on how they're going to be managing the marijuana, and we'll see. You know, it's definitely an exciting time, but also kind of concerning. You know, I can't tell you how much I smell pot around my city. It stinks. It really stinks. And I don't like breathing in somebody else's exhalation. I just don't. Even though I know when you're breathing air, you're breathing in somebody else's air. I want it legalized. I want us to learn more about it. I want to see where we can apply it medicinally. But I don't want kids getting it. I don't want people driving around on it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to be dealing with people who are high. So I don't know what the right answer is, but it's going to be interesting. Let's talk about parental leave. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ivanka Trump looks like it's signaling some flexibility on paid paternal leave, or parental leave, I should say. They say 2 weeks after the plan was outlined in President Donald Trump's budget proposal, his daughter and advisor signaled she's open to other strategies for providing the benefit to new parents. She met this week with a bipartisan group of scholars pitching a different paid leave approach. She said that just a placeholder or a stake in the ground, that was just a placeholder, and they're open to other ideas. On Twitter Monday, Ivanka Trump previewed the report, saying tomorrow AEI Brookings releases their paid family leave report. It's time to make America great for working families. Now, this is, of course, tough because heavy conservatives are concerned about the effect it would have on the economy. You have somebody go on leave, let's say for 6 weeks, okay, and they have a full-time position. That employer not only is paying them their full salary, but that employer has to hire somebody else to staff that full-time position. Now, in offices where you have a lot of people that are cross-trained, that's probably where the push is going to be, where people could do two or three other people's jobs to get through the six-week leave that the one individual is on. But here's a concern that a lot of conservatives have. Many countries in Europe do a whole year, and it's pretty taxing. Right? And if it's a government-funded sort of program, that would definitely provide a lot more relief than saying, all right, employers, this is what you have to do. And if you do tell employers this is something you have to do, what happens? Like we saw with Obamacare, employers will hire less, either to make up the money, or they may, you know, decide to discriminate against younger individuals. If I walk in there and they go, you know what, I could hear your ovaries dried up. You know what? You're hired. They don't have to worry about paying leave for me. So we have to be very, very careful about how this is. I like the idea of 6 weeks, okay, which was an initial proposal. 6 weeks at least isn't a year. Is 6 weeks enough as a new parent? No. You know, I had to go back to work after 2 weeks with my baby. I hated that. You know, I really wish I could have spent time. But, you know, here's the thing, though. Being away from work for a whole year, it's really hard to get back to, you know, the swing of things. And who's to say after that year you want to leave your baby? So, it's a start. You know, personally, I would like to see more daycare-type facilities spring up around people's work. I think daycare-type facilities could add a lot of jobs and allow people to go back to work sooner. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.